Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Let's be enthusiastic in responding to God's will and call on our lives. May we be saved and transformed through the power of the Holy Spirit and act in obedience to shine our lights and our Lord's love to the world around us. May we trust God and surrender our lives daily, knowing that He is our provider, the one who loves us unconditionally, the one who straightens our paths. Our scripture for today is from Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Here is Christy.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
So let us be determined this week to trust our Lord. The closer we walk with God, the more we are able to trust that even when we don't see or understand, even during our seasons of waiting, we can know that He is in control of every detail of our lives. He is Almighty, our place of refuge, our stronghold, the one who loves us infinitely more than we can imagine. May we rest in the truth that when God leads us, we will never be lost. Let's trust Him to direct our lives according to His will, and let's obediently follow where He leads us. And then let us give our hearts again and again to the Lord. Do we surrender our hearts and minds to the Lord first thing in the morning? Do we choose to start our day well, opening our lives to be filled with hope and expectancy that something good will happen? When we start our day in the Word, we are positioning ourselves to see the world around us through His lens of love and possibility. Let us be encouraged and inspired to give God the first part of our day. Let's surrender everything to Him daily. And let us be a light to the world around us. Martin Luther King said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that." Throughout the Word of God, we are referred to as His light in this world. Do we truly shine for Him, radiating His beauty into the darkness all around us? Imagine how many lives could be changed if we would listen and obey the voice of God. If we would step out and allow our lives to burst with tenderness, compassion, and love. May our lives shine God's light so brightly that darkness flees the moment our feet touch the floor each morning. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son's death on the cross, but even more so, His resurrection from the grave. Lord, today I want to bring all my worries and problems to your throne of mercy. I want to leave it here and turn around and to live in abundance like you said I can. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my time of waiting, that my time of waiting is over. Thank you that I can cross over to a life of freedom, victory, and abundance.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word, and that it speaks to us for a day and a time like this as well, where so often people get lost in the world, not knowing where to turn to, not knowing what to do, what your will is for their lives and their situations. And so we come to you and we ask that you continuously, by the work of the Holy Spirit, allow for us to get your guidance. Let your will be done, Lord, in our lives.
That you are Almighty, that you are El Shaddai, you are the God who provides me, you are the God who fights for me, you are the shelter, you are the good shepherd. Oh God, how can I resist your love and your power?
Father, full of grace and mercy, I come before you, and I really want to prompt us to be in tune with the Holy Spirit more than ever before, Lord. Lord, we need the Spirit, Lord. We are nothing without the Spirit, Lord. So I pray that our relationship with the Spirit is so in reach, Lord, that when He convicts us or nudges us or whispers to us, that we hear that still small voice saying, go.
Dear Lord, help us to love one another as you teach us to do. There are so many things in this world we cannot control. There are so many things that make us feel like darkness is winning around us. But we know that the only thing we have control over is how we react to all of this. Help us to be the light by shining your love wherever we come. Will you please take our burdens in order for us to be free, to love the way you expect of us. Give us the courage to forgive others as you have forgiven us. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.